We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew, coming today to chapter 2. We'll read verses 13 to 23. Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 to 23. Now, I've long advocated if there's one chapter of the Bible that more Christians need to know, few do, we all should know, it's the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation. It's kind of the master vision of Revelation, the vision of the dragon, the woman, and the child. And it tells us what's going on in this world. There's a great spiritual conflict, and it has two parts. The first is prior to the coming of Christ, the birth of Christ. There's a woman, it's Mary, and she's going to give birth to the Savior child, but the great dragon wants to destroy the child. Literally, it's pictured the dragon is waiting for the child to be born to kill him. The second part is after the child is born, he defeats Satan by his death and resurrection, and then he focuses his attack on the church, wants to destroy the child of the woman who is the church, but he's not able to. God protects the church. That's what's going on in the world. And we drop into that episode when we come to the second chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Because this child, Jesus Christ, things are going on with him that are not going on normally. And there's a massive agenda at stake here. The great cosmic battle is now focused on this little child. And the previous passage told of that remarkable occasion. He's born in this obscure place, and then kings from the east show up. And they're giving gold and frankincense and myrrh, and they're worshiping him. A picture of God's design for Christ to be Lord of all. But here's the other side of it. Herod hears of what's going on. He learned about the wise men, the things that they said, and so he's going to kill the child. It's not really Herod. He's doing his little petty, self-absorbed politics, but it's Satan. It's the great war. And that's what we have in this passage. The slaughter of the innocents of Bethlehem because of Satan's attack on the one Savior. And then prior to that, the angel coming to Joseph and telling them about what's going to happen. So they fly to Egypt, and then his return. They come back, and the angel tells them it's safe to go back. But he gets back. Herod's dead, but Archelaus is in power. That's not much better, so he doesn't stop in Judea. He goes up to Bethlehem. Now, one of Matthew's points, it's a distinctive trait of Matthew's, is that he's going, particularly very early in the gospel, he's going to deliberately show how the life of Jesus is a fulfillment of prophecy. He's the one. That's what he means. But he's also engaged in a very instructive hermeneutic here. And one way to get at that is to look at the first of these prophecies in verse 15. They were sent to Egypt to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Out of Egypt I called my son. Now, I will tell you, if you look in the margin, you see it's Hosea 11:1 in your study Bible. So you go back to Hosea 11:1 and you read that prophecy, and it's not about Jesus. So your liberal scholar will see, it's all made up. No, they're engaged in sophisticated hermeneutics. There's a typology. When Hosea wrote, out of Egypt I called my son, he was talking about the Exodus. Israel was his son. And he's recalling how God brought them up out of Egypt to the promised land. Well, Matthew knows that's what Hosea was writing about. But his point is, no, it's actually about Christ. He's the new Israel. And in him, in this baby boy, there's the new deliverance. And there's a typology. He comes out of Egypt. It's the new Exodus people. But this time, the purposes of God's grace will come to full achievement. And everyone who believes in this child will be saved. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Matthew 2:13-23. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he'd been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years older or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud lamentation. Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled. He shall be called a Nazarene. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.